Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Imagine your child was sitting in their classroom and their name was called out because their parents didn't pay a voluntary contribution. Or imagine your child had a locker or journal withheld from them because their parents weren't able to pay the charge for whatever reason. You're listening to Mornings with Wendy, and that's exactly something that has been highlighted in a new report from St. Vincent de Paul. The report is called Closing the Gap, and one of the things that it's focusing on is that issue, what's needed to end parents' school voluntary contributions for their children. And with us on the line, we've Nesson Vaughan, the chair of the Social Justice Committee at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Nesson, tell us a little bit about the Closing the Gap report and some of the things that it highlighted.
Thanks very much, Wendy, for the opportunity to talk about it. I hope you're hearing me okay.
Yeah, you sound great. Go ahead.
Good. So we commissioned Grant Thornton to do a report for us on voluntary contributions. They conducted a survey, an online survey of parents, and almost 1,500 parents responded, so quite high, and they did some case studies and talked to schools as well. So some of the key findings are that 87% of the parents stated that they've had to cut back or delay spending in order to pay for voluntary contributions charged. Now, that's back in essentials. You know, we're talking about food, we're talking about bills, we're talking about rent, those sort of items. 61% say they incur additional costs for classroom resources. That's like photocopying, printing materials. 81% stated they incur additional costs for school activities and clubs. And the voluntary contribution, interestingly, ranges now from the lowest we came across is 30, but up to 30 or up to 550. The average around 140 a year. Now, that's just for, in inverted commas, voluntary contributions. That doesn't include all the other expenses.
You've got books and school trips, activities, the list goes on.
Particularly transition years, Wendy, as you can imagine. Very expensive. And a very important finding here is 80% stated that voluntary contributions were not clearly communicated as being voluntary, as being optional, despite, you know, what the minister would say, that it is, nobody has to make a contribution, nobody should have to make a voluntary contribution, and so forth. But that's the manner in which it's communicated. So 86%, just a final figure, I'll throw it to you there, and our listeners, is 86% reported that post-primary schools which the children attend requests a voluntary contribution. So it's across, you know, most schools, most types of schools as well. So it's just an added pressure on parents, particularly around this time of year, maybe when they're trying to secure a place for their child, when they're looking now, thinking of school uniforms, school books, which they right now are thinking about. And that's on top of all the other cost of living increases that have happened over the last 18 months, I suppose.
Nesson, what needs to happen? Because it's, as you say, it's a different amount depending on the school. You know, it's meant to be voluntary, yet your report showed that, you know, one parent was saying that their child didn't receive their homework notebook if the contribution wasn't paid, parents getting phone calls, basically pressure being put on parents to pay the so-called voluntary contribution.
Yes, it is, yeah. I mean, first of all, that should stop immediately. No child should even be aware of the contribution, in my opinion. Should not be aware of it. So that the transaction should be between the parent and the school. But bearing in mind at all times, it's optional. It's voluntary. But we have made a number of recommendations because our realm really is up with schools. We know schools are under pressure financially. And the capitation grant, you know, was reduced in real terms in recent years. And this is one of the main drivers of schools to go down the road of other fundraising activities, not just with voluntary contributions. So, for example, in 2010, the capitation per student was 345. But to keep that and to maintain that 210 value in real terms, you know, in other words, allowing for inflation, for this year, it should be 422. So that's 33% higher. So it, that gap was bridged. It would go a long way. It might not cover everything, but it would go a long way towards addressing some of the school needs.
Is that the other side of it, and not in no way justifying some of the things that you found in terms of pressure being put on parents, but is it because the schools themselves are under pressure for resources?
They are. But however, you know, but I think they can, you know, a regulation could come somewhere where they could be introduced, the department would closely monitor the whole area of voluntary contributions and ensure that, you know, in all communications, it's, you know, should be made explicit that they are entirely optional. But we do, as one of our recommendations is about increasing the capitation grant so that schools can meet the running costs.
That was Nessun Vaughan there, the Chair of the Social Justice Committee at the Society of the St Vincent de Paul. And maybe you're in a position to donate to the work of St Vincent de Paul, or indeed you might need their support, or you might just want to find out a little bit more about them and indeed that report, which was called Closing the Gap. You can go to their website, which is svp.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.